Okay. Welcome in professional services, right? It seems like in the US at least, it's really hard to attract new clients, whether you're a lawyer or an accountant or maybe even a consultant.
Oh yeah. It's a crowded space, and you
Yeah.
really need to have a plan to connect with the people who need your expertise.
Yeah. That's what we're going to deep dive into today.
Right.
How to use Google Ads to get more leads.
That's right.
We've got some good information to look at today on Google Ads. And we want to try and help you get the most out of it,
Exactly.
and maybe even double your lead. So,
Yeah, that's the goal.
really exciting stuff. But first, you need to understand who your ideal client is.
Yeah, I mean, it all comes down to that. Who are you trying to reach? You can't just advertise to everyone, right? So you got to get very specific with who your target audience is.
Yeah, and the information we have here is talking about creating a buyer persona. So, what does that look like if someone's never made a buyer persona before?
Well, you're really trying to paint a picture of your perfect client, like a semi-fictional representation of them. That goes beyond just demographics, like age and location. You got to think about firmographics, right?
Right.
If you're targeting businesses, what are the characteristics of their companies? What challenges are they facing? What problems do they have that your services can solve? You can even think about their online behavior.
Okay.
Where are they spending their time online? What kind of information are they searching for?
Yeah, that's great. So you really have this picture in your mind,
Exactly.
and then you have to find out what they're actually searching for on Google.
Right. Yeah.
And that's where keyword research comes in.
Exactly. You got to get into their heads. You got to think like your ideal client. And really figure out what are they typing into Google when they're looking for a service like yours? You know, what are the problems they're trying to solve and how are they articulating those problems?
Yeah, so the information that we have here is talking about the Google Keyword Planner and competitor analysis as tools. How useful are those? And are there any limitations to those?
Yeah, I mean, those are great tools to start with,
Sure.
right? So the Keyword Planner is going to give you actual search volume data
Okay.
for different keywords. So you can get a sense of how many people are actually searching for certain things.
Okay.
Competitor analysis, that's just looking at what your competitors are doing.
Right.
What keywords are they targeting? That can give you some good ideas too, and you might find some opportunities there.
Right.
But I think the limitations with those are sometimes they might not give you the most niche keywords that people are searching for.
Right.
Sometimes people are using very specific language.
Right.
And if you're only relying on those broad tools, you might miss those.
So we need to look for those high intent keywords.
Absolutely.
Those are
That's
the
right.
ones
These are
that,
money keywords.
yeah, that
Got
show
people who are ready to buy.
exactly. They're ready to hire someone.
Right.
So instead of searching for just like lawyer, it would be something like divorce attorney for high net worth individuals or
Exactly.
something very specific.
Yep.
Okay, so we have our picture of our ideal client.
Yeah.
We know what they're searching for.
Right.
Now, how do we make our ads stand out from the crowd?
Yeah. How do we get their attention?
Yeah, that's where the ad copy comes in.
Right. Copywriting is super important. And, you know, this is your first impression. You only get one chance to make a first impression.
Yeah, so the information we have here talks about headlines, descriptions, and keywords. So let's start with headlines. What makes a good headline?
Okay, so a good headline for a Google ad, it's got to be clear and concise. It's got to be benefit driven.
Okay.
It should state what you do. It should highlight what makes you unique,
Okay.
your unique selling proposition, and it should also address the pain points of your ideal client.
Right.
And, you know, ideally, you should try to include a keyword in there if you can.
Yeah, and then the description is where you can kind of expand on that.
Yeah, you've got a little more space there so you can give some more details. You can talk about your expertise, the value you provide. And you definitely want to include a strong call to action. Tell people what you want them to do. Do you want them to call you? Do you want them to visit your website? Do you want them to fill out a form? Be very clear about that.
Okay, and keywords, where do those fit in?
Well, you want to sprinkle your keywords throughout your ad copy,
Right.
but you don't want to overdo it. You don't want to stuff them in there.
Right. It has to sound natural.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. It should sound natural and it should improve the relevance of your ad. You know, Google looks at that and it helps you get a better quality score,
Right.
which can lower your cost per click. So it's a win-win.
So we've got our great ad copy, but how do we make sure that it's seen by the right people?
Yeah, you got to target your audience.
Yeah.
And Google Ads gives you a lot of different options for targeting so you can really fine-tune who sees your ads.
Yeah. So the information we have here is talking about location targeting, demographic targeting, behavioral targeting, and keyword targeting. So let's start with location. That one seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah, location targeting is pretty simple. You just choose the geographic area that you want to target.
Yeah.
So if you're a local business, you're going to target your city.
Right.
If you're a national business, you might target the whole country.
Yeah. Okay. What about demographic targeting?
So demographic targeting lets you target people based on things like age, gender, income.
Right.
So this can be helpful if you're targeting a specific demographic.
Okay.
For example, if you're a lawyer who specializes in estate planning, you might want to target older people.
Okay.
If you're a financial advisor who works with high net worth individuals, you might want to target people with high incomes.
Right. That makes sense.
Okay.
Behavioral targeting. That one sounds interesting.
Yeah, behavioral targeting lets you target people based on their online behavior. So you can reach people who have visited your website before
Oh,
or
cool.
people who have shown interest in certain topics.
Oh, yeah.
For example, if you're a consultant who helps businesses with their cybersecurity,
Right.
you might want to target people who have visited websites about data breaches or ransomware.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. And then the last one, keyword targeting. So we've got our keywords.
Right.
And how do we actually use them to target people?
So there are different match types that you can use when you're setting up your keyword targeting.
Okay.
There's broad match, phrase match, and exact match. And these just determine how closely the user's search query has to match your keyword for your ad to show.
Okay.
So broad match is the most broad.
Okay.
Your ad will show for any search that includes your keyword or any variation of it.
Okay.
Phrase match is a little bit more narrow. Your ad will show for searches that include your keyword in the exact order you specified.
Okay.
And then exact match is the most narrow. Your ad will only show for searches that exactly match your keyword.
Okay.
And then, we talked about high intent keywords. I think those often perform best with phrase match or exact match
Yeah.
because you're really trying to target those people who are,
Ready to go.
yeah, exactly. They know what they want.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got our targeting set up. We're showing our ads to the right people. But how do we organize our Google Ads account?
Yeah, how do we make sure that everything is running smoothly?
Yeah. What's campaign structure all about?
Okay, so campaign structure is all about organizing your campaigns into ad groups.
Okay.
And each ad group should have a set of closely related keywords and ads.
Okay.
So this helps to ensure that your ads are relevant to the user's search query,
Right.
and it also makes it easier to manage your campaigns because everything is nice and organized.
So if we were a lawyer offering lots of different types of law, we would have different campaigns for each of those.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, and then what about bidding?
Oh, bidding. Yeah, that's a big topic.
It's important.
It is important, is how you tell Google how much you're willing to pay for a click on your ad.
Right.
And there are a lot of different bidding strategies that you can use.
So what are some of the best ones for professional services?
So for professional services, I really like maximize conversions and target CPA bidding.
Okay, can you explain those?
Yeah, so maximize conversions is an automated bidding strategy. Google basically takes the reins and tries to get you as many conversions as possible within your budget.
Okay.
Target CPA is a little bit different.
Okay.
You tell Google how much you're willing to pay for a conversion, and Google tries to get you as many conversions as possible at that price.
Okay, and what's a conversion in this case?
A conversion is whatever you define it as. So it could be a phone call.
Okay.
It could be a form submission.
Right.
It could be a purchase.
Yeah. Okay. So we're getting all these clicks, hopefully, but how do we know if our ads are actually working?
That's where conversion tracking comes in.
Okay.
You need to make sure that you're tracking your conversions so you can see how many leads you're getting from your ads and how much those leads are costing you.
Right. Because if they're costing you more than they're bringing in, that's not good.
Exactly. You got to know your return on investment, your ROI.
Right. And is it enough just to set that up and then just let it run? Or do we have to actually look at it and make changes?
No, you can't just set it and forget it. You've got to be monitoring your campaigns regularly.
Okay.
You got to be looking at your data, seeing what's working, what's not working,
Right.
and you got to be making adjustments.
And what kind of things are we looking at?
Well, you want to be looking at things like impressions, clicks, click-through rate, conversion rate, cost per conversion,
Okay.
all those good metrics.
Yeah. And then based on that, we can A/B test different things.
Exactly. A/B testing is a great way to improve your campaign performance. You can test different headlines, different ad copy, different landing pages,
Okay.
and see what works best.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of the basics, but there are some more advanced strategies that we can use to enhance our Google Ads campaigns.
Right. There are always ways to take things to the next level.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of those advanced strategies. The information we have here mentions call extensions, location extensions, remarketing, and showcase bidding. Let's start with call extensions.
All right, so call extensions are a great way to make it easy for people to call you. When they see your ad, they can just click on a button and call you right from their phone. Okay. But this is really good for businesses that rely on phone calls.
Okay, great. Location extensions, those are pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, location extensions show your business address and phone number right in your ad.
Right.
So this is great for local businesses because it helps people find you.
Okay, great. Okay, and what about remarketing?
Okay, so remarketing is a powerful way to stay in front of people who have already visited your website.
Okay.
So you can show them ads as they browse other websites.
Okay.
And this is a great way to bring people back to your website and hopefully get them to convert.
Okay. And showcase bidding, how does that work?
So showcase bidding lets you create ads that showcase your products or services.
Okay.
And these ads are more visually appealing than traditional text ads.
Okay.
So they're a great way to stand out from the competition.
Okay, so managing all this stuff can be a lot of work.
Yeah, it can be a full-time job.
Yeah, and the information that we have here talks about Double Dome as a partner for Google Ads.
Yeah, they're a Google Ads management firm.
Okay, so what are some of the benefits of working with someone like Double Dome?
Well, the biggest benefit is that they have the expertise to manage your campaigns effectively.
Right.
They know all the ins and outs of Google Ads,
right.
And they can help you get the most out of your budget.
Okay.
They also take care of all the day-to-day tasks so you can focus on running your business.
Right. So if we don't have that in-house expertise, we can outsource it to a company like Double Dome.
Exactly.
And the information that we have here talks about their keyword research and their copywriting and their landing page optimization. Why are those things important?
Well, those are all essential components of a successful Google Ads campaign.
Okay.
Keyword research is important because it helps you identify the right keywords to target.
Right.
Copywriting is important because it helps you write ads that people will actually click on. And landing page optimization is important because it helps you create landing pages that convert visitors into leads.
Yeah. And once we set all this up, it's not just about launching it and letting it go right.
No, you got to monitor it.
Right.
You got to track your results.
Right.
And you got to make adjustments as needed.
Right. So it's an ongoing process.
It is.
Okay, great. Well, we've gone through a lot of information today on Google Ads.
Yeah, it's a powerful tool.
It is, if we know how to use it.
Yeah.
And we've given you a good overview.
Yes.
But now you need to think about how to apply it to your own business.
Yeah.
So what are the high intent keywords that your ideal clients are using right now?
Yeah, what are they typing into Google?
What can you do to make sure that your business is the one that shows up when they do that search?
Right.
So those are things to think about.
Lots to think about.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was great. All right. See ya.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.